I feel like I'm still I have a little detox to do from kind of how I was, my dealings with the Bible as a young person. I've seen it used as a weapon too many times. I've seen it used to just support somebody's political agenda or power agenda so many times, use it to justify going into dark places. And so that's been hard for me. The Bible, my relationship with the Bible has been tricky over the years. It's been really important to me at times and really beautiful, and then other times a cause of great stress and anxiety. And oftentimes I've just avoided it through the years and seasons of just, I just can't deal with this thing right now. So it's too complicated. But then there are times, you know, I had a recent experience. My wife and I had our second little girl a few months ago. She just turned 3 months old 2 days ago. And she was born with Down syndrome. We weren't aware that she was going to be born with Down syndrome. We were just in the delivery room, found out, and also right away found out she had these heart issues. And they were going to have to take her right into surgery. And then she's about to have another surgery. It's going to be an open heart surgery. And we were just... It was a lot. It was just this onslaught of emotion, and the world had just totally tilted its axis and was unrecognizable anymore. And I found it really interesting that the Bible was one of the first things that I went back to. I was actually talking to Lissa on the phone, and she had alluded to something in what's, you know, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. She said something like that. And I took the Bible and I brought it into the delivery room with Lisa, and when we just got the first chance to be us, and I read through Psalm 139 out loud, and it made me understand this is why this book gets fought over so fiercely. This is why people have held on to this. There's power in this book. I read these words over our little Down syndrome kid that needs surgeries and needs medical attention and needs therapy, and it's, you knew her in her, when she was in her mother's womb, you knit her together. She's fearfully and wonderfully made, and it's just gorgeous and it's powerful. And there's so much scripture like that that is just these classic, more than classic, sacred in the fullest sense of the word, passages that people have come to for thousands of years and said, these words, there's something about these stories and these words and these myths and these histories and all this struggling that there is God's breath that we find and we encounter when we wrestle with these scriptures. And so it's not something